Well, what an exciting day it is today, because here on The Fox, we have been spinning Die With A Smile Disease, Abracadabra. We can't get enough of this artist. And today she has dropped her brand new solo studio album, Mayhem. And she's joining us, Lady Gaga. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. And I can't, like, today is a big day, a big, big happy
Huge.
Day.
I bet it is. And Gaga, I was thinking things have changed so much in the last decade and now so much goes viral. And what I find interesting is, you know, and you'd find this with your songs, when you release a song, everyone speculates, all your fans go crazy about the meaning behind the songs, and Abracadabra recently, everyone's going nuts about the meaning of it. Do you go through and read what everybody's assuming you meant by your songs?
I read some of it for sure. Yeah, I always think it's so cute, like, because everybody has a different interpretation and sometimes it's right and sometimes it's not right, but it like is cool. But that's the beauty of music, you know, and art is like you can interpret it however you want. I don't really want to like control how people think about it. I want them to just have their own experience.
Yeah. And you know what I love too, and because you are so creative, obviously, that doesn't need to be said, but you've tried so many and you go through so many musical styles and you've mastered them, whether it's jazz, pop, country. Does the musical direction just come from you in whatever headspace you're in at the time, or is there something you're yet to try that you'd love to?
You know, I have some things that I'm excited about for Coachella coming up that I'm like toying around with. I feel like, yeah, from album to album, I get excited to be a student of music again, always. But for this record, I would say that I was like really interested in not being beholden to one style. Like this album has so many different genres on it. I mean, it's like got everything from like 90s grunge, industrial music to funk music and 80s synth pop. Like it's kind of like all my favorite things just in a blender. And I think that's why I called it Mayhem, because it's chaos.
Now, I'm an ex-athlete, so I'm not really a music person, but I love listening to music. I never really went to concerts, but back in 2014, I think you were the second concert I ever went to in Melbourne, and the costume changes, the energy, and I'm like, wow, what have I been missing out on? And I've been to a lot of concerts since, and they're not the same. Now, 2014, that's 11 years ago. Are you coming back to Australia to perform in concert for us Melburnians?
I can't formally announce anything, but I can tell you that I'm going to be announcing some things.
Oh,
there we go.
She's coming back.
Something's on its way. Now, Gaga, my co-hosts here, Fifi and Fev, they love karaoke. Their favourite song to perform in karaoke, and they haven't only done it here in Melbourne, they've done it on the Gold Coast, done it with our show in Tokyo, in Japan, and Vegas, in the US, is Shallow. Obviously, the...
That's so cool. You know who does an amazing karaoke, Shallow?
Who?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Okay. Well, it's funny you bring up Bruno Mars.
A little bit
another,
like that.
Another incredible singer. What do you think of Fifi and Fev doing it?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I'd like to see it. Can you do it right now?
Can you hear it?
I can't hear it.
Oh, we're singing
it. Oh, no.
You can't hear it.
Oh, no. You know what I think it is? I think Fee and Fev's rendition is so horrendous that Lady Gaga's headphones won't allow her to hear it. I think
that's
there's some sort.
That is not true. No, I'm a big fan.
Thank you so much, because you're a very tough act to follow, and I'm constantly having to interpret you on stage.
That's the point of karaoke, is for it to be fun.
Yes, it is. We love it.
You say Bruno Mars does a great rendition. Has there ever been any other artist that you've heard do one of your songs and you're like, that's very good. That's incredible.
I mean, can I be honest? Anytime somebody covers one of my songs, I feel so honored and like want to cry. It's just like, it's so amazing. I'm trying to think. I wouldn't want to single just one person out, because like I'm always so grateful.
Well, Fee and Fev, you're in there now.
Yeah, we're in. We're in. You've performed at so many amazing. You've done the Super Bowl. You've done the Olympics in Paris, the Oscars, some huge shows. Is there anything else on your bucket list that you need to tick off, or you reckon you've conquered it?
You know, I just think that like I'm excited to just continue exploring music more and exploring films more. I really am excited to maybe make some movies.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I've been working on some stuff with Michael, and I'm really excited about that. I just love being a student of music. I don't know if people know this about me, but I actually practice a lot. Like, I rehearse singing alone every day, and I
practice
piano.
In the shower?
No, well, sometimes.
Yeah, because I sing in the shower because it sounds better or something. I don't know, like the echo.
The acoustics in the shower are fantastic. That is true. I like to rehearse. I like to practice. I always feel really good when I'm like doing the thing I love all the time.
I've loved you in movies. I love you singing. And I just really want you to come to Australia. Are you going to let us know if you're coming to Australia?
You can't keep asking about Australia.
I miss my fans there so much. I really do. Like, I have such fond memories of being in Australia, and it's a beautiful place, and I really do want to come back soon.
Well, we'd love it. We can't wait to get you back. We'll try to refrain from performing Shallow in karaoke.
I just wish you would do it, like, right now.
Let's go.
Please.
Come on.
Come on, just a little bit.
In the shower,
I'm on the deep end. Watches I dive in. I'll never reach the ground. Flash through the surface where they can hurt us. Far from the shallow now.
It's getting big laughs.
Okay.
That was amazing. I also loved the arm movements.
Yeah. That should be outside a used car dealership. Just one of those.
Yeah.
I channel you hard, Gaga, because you are an icon. You are incredible. Yeah. The fact that you've got your new album out today, know that Melbourne, Australia are so excited. We love you, Lady Gaga. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing mayhem with us.
Thank you. I love you too. Thanks so much. I hope you have a great time. Have fun listening to the album. Have a drink and a dance party.
Yeah, we will.
We will.
That was like mayhem.
That was mayhem.